This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You look a bit bleary-eyed.
And a very good morning to you too.
Sorry, that came out wrong. I've just made a fresh pot of coffee, if you're interested.
No, thanks. I had one earlier. Fancy a cup of tea.
Oh, the kettle's just boiled. Oh, sorry, I'm in your way.
No, it's fine. Oh, can you pass the milk?
Yeah, sure. I didn't see you last night.
I was out.
Right. With friends?
No, I was on call, actually.
I see.
Went to see a lame bull on the other side of Borchester. Poor chap's on his last legs. Didn't get back till after midnight.
I thought Anisha usually took care of the weekends.
She does. She's been called out in the middle of the night twice this week.
Really?
First there was a cow with a prolapsed uterus, and then a difficult lambing near Felpersham. Had to do a Caesar in the end. Mother and baby doing well now. Anisha's exhausted, so I thought I'd give her a night off. Besides, I couldn't face starting another box set, not on my own.
Alistair, you know you mentioned seeing a solicitor.
I'm planning to call someone this week. You should probably get on to yours again.
I suppose so. It's quite a lot to take in, isn't it?
Well, this is what it is. What you wanted.
Mm. Anyway, what are you up to today?
I'll be at the single wicket, as will you, presumably.
Oh, yes.
I hope it's not going to be a problem.
Well, not from my point of view, but there was quite a lot of gossip in the village last week. Let's hope there are fewer tongues wagging this afternoon.
I guess we both have to learn to ignore the tittle-tattle.
That's harder than it should be somehow.
Look, we both enjoy the single wicket. How about we try and make the most of the day?
You're right. Look, Alan's giving me a lift. If you'd like to come with us...
No, it's fine. I'll make my own way. I think I'll have this in the office.
But don't you want any breakfast?
I'll sort myself out later, thank you. Oh, why do I have to hold it?
Because I'm thinking. Right, this can go.
What are you going to keep stuff in?
Glass jars. I don't want any more plastic containers, not after what I saw yesterday.
Oh, what are you doing now?
Nothing.
Look, I'm supposed to be setting up the single wicket. You said we were popping in to have a quick check of the stock room.
And I've done that. But while we're here, I might as well have a quick rummage through the cupboards and get rid of a few bits and pieces.
Chucking out stuff that's useful hardly makes you a candidate for the Green Party.
I'll drop it off at the charity shop. But if you'd seen the mess after that party we catered for yesterday, you'd understand.
I do understand. I just don't want to hear about it again.
Well, me and Emma came out to clear the tables and the lawn was covered with
a blanket of plastic.
The bottles and forks, plates and carrier bags.
You said, love.
We couldn't believe it. And the worst thing was that we supplied the stuff. I had no idea there was so much. I'm not doing that again.
Well, what are you going to use then?
Cardboard, paper, metal. There are loads of alternatives. It's horrible to think that that's all going to be here till the end of mankind. So while I'm here, I might as well start cutting down on stuff that isn't biodegradable and send out a positive message to the customers.
Well, look, Tony's waiting for me in the pavilion. We're meant to be doing the draw.
Tell him 15 minutes.
Fallon.
I won't have time to come back later, will I? Not if I'm helping you clear up after the cricket. Or perhaps we should start using foil instead of tin.
Right, that's it. I'm going.
Harrison!
Follow me or I'm jilting you.
Hello there, Shula.
Oh, hi, Susan.
Oh, how's it going?
Fine, thanks. Lexi's on top of the sausages and burgers and I'm ready for our first customers.
Well, you can relax now. I've arrived.
I don't follow.
Oh, I'm here to give you a hand.
Oh, no, you don't need to do that. Really, you don't. I've got Lexi and Clary's agreed to help. I'm sure she's on her way.
Oh, I'm afraid there's been a change of plan.
Oh?
Clary rang this morning. She has to keep an eye on Poppy while Will drops off Mia at Andrew's. He's taking her and Jake to Disneyland Paris for a few days. Will doesn't want to take Poppy because she'll get upset that they're off on holiday without her.
I see.
Anyway, I said I'd be more than happy to fill her shoes and save the day.
Well, that's kind. Although, in fact, as you can see, everything's under control. Lexi and I fried the onions and sliced the buns this morning, so it's simply a case of serving drinks. I'm sure I can manage.
I've seen him. Strutting up and down in his woods. carrying on like he's John Travolta.
You've lost me.
Alistair, you do know he's here.
Of course, but I hardly think...
Said to Neil, it's ever so sad.
It's really not an issue.
Of course, you have to be the bigger person, don't you?
Susan?
Just remember, there are plenty more fish in the sea. Well, not that many at our age, but who knows what tomorrow's going to bring?
Well, none of us know that.
Well, precisely. Positive thinking moves mountains, so they say. I've been lucky. I mean, me and Neil, we've had decades of happiness. I'm sure there's someone out there for you, Shula. Somewhere. Right, now, shall I take the cling film off these rolls?
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we have a round of applause as our first two competitors take to the field? Woo! A big Ambridge welcome, please, for former single wicket champion Johnny Archer and brand new kid on the block, Hannah Riley.
We're hoping to sort out the details in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, fantastic. Jolene's already scouring the internet for a hat.
Thing is, we need to sit down and talk about it properly. We're always off doing something or other. Hardly get 5 minutes together these days.
Oh, enjoy it, mate. You've got a lifetime of being together, hopefully.
Hey.
Afternoon.
Oh, hi, Alistair. Hi. Hey, you're on form today.
Yeah, it's going well. Thought you might have lasted slightly longer, Harrison.
Yeah. Caught in the slips by Molly Button. It was a good catch,
she
mind.
Got lucky.
It was a blinder. That girl's got unbelievably quick reflexes.
It looked like a no-ball from where I was standing.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you, Al.
Thanks.
Ah, you're starting to look like your old self again, mate. And no wonder.
What do you mean?
Well, I heard that you're moving on, you know, now that you're single. And...
I take it you mean Lavinia Rafferty?
Yeah. I suppose you're not really any of our business, though.
Lavinia and I are not together. It's just one of those things.
Oh, right. Well, it's great. I mean, why not? You're a free agent, after all.
I am.
Well, hats off to you for showing up today.
Yeah, it's a slap in the face for the gossips.
Oh, I don't listen to them, Harrison. And neither should you.
No.
There you are. I've been looking for you everywhere.
Excuse me.
Well done, chum.
Oh. I've had a great idea.
What's that?
I'm going to turn the tea room into a totally safe space.
Safe from what?
Plastic. Yeah, from now on, we're going to be a plastic-free enterprise.
Oh, and how much is that going to cost?
I don't know, but it'll be worth it in the long run.
Right, so does that mean you're going to spit out your chewing gum?
Chewing gum isn't plastic.
It's made of plastic and rubber.
Constable Burns is correct.
Oh.
Just something you might want to consider.
There's your change. Thank you.
Don't watch, Shula.
Why? What's going on?
It's him. He's down to the final two.
Oh, I've told you, Susan.
He looks overconfident to me.
Oh, Susan, for goodness sake. Alistair and I are perfectly okay with each other.
Oh, you're a better woman than me.
I don't know what you think's going on, but there's really nothing...
Don't upset yourself, Shula.
I'm not upset.
And now to our final two. Anisha is up against Alistair, two titans of the veterinary world. Anisha's taking a pretty short run-up. She comes into bowl and Alistair takes a swipe, but it's straight into the hands of wicketkeeper Tracy Horrobin.
Nice catch, Tracy!
No, umpire Tony Archer shakes his head. No edge on that one. Anisha gets ready again.
Let him have it, Anisha!
And it's a short ball. Oh, dear, not the best delivery. Ooh. And Alistair cracks it hard. Is he going to go for a six? Yes! Yes! The former captain of the Ambridge cricket team has done it. He's knocked out his own partner. It's going to be a little awkward at work tomorrow.
That was quite a hit.
I'm afraid so. It's almost as though he had a point to prove.
And so, finally, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
So is Shula still going to present the prize?
Of course. Why wouldn't she?
Well, it's bound to be awkward. She might want someone else to do it.
The grown-ups, Fallon. I mean, they're still living together, and if they can make that work...
But everyone's eyes will be on them, waiting to see what happens.
Nobody cares. Hey, look, it's about to start.
I know what I'd give you if you cheated on me, and it certainly wouldn't be a trophy.
No, he didn't cheat on her.
I'd like to thank Shula, Lexi and Susan for the delicious food and endless supply of tea... Tony Archer for umpiring, and Harrison Burns for organising the draw this year.
It's Captain drinking beer out of a plastic cup.
Oh, love.
And now for the presentation. Shula, if you'd like to come forward. And she has in her hand the Mark Hebden Trophy. Would you like to say a few words?
Just congratulations to a worthy winner.
Yes, yes, and here he is. Come on, everyone, give it up for our very own Alistair Lloyd.
Here we go. Oh, no, did she just try and kiss him?
I think so, but it looked like he was going for a handshake.
Oh, that was so awkward.
Well done, Alistair. Right, that's your lot for this year, folks. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
I see Molly Button's got a grin on her face.
I told you, I had the sun in my eyes.
I'll have a word with Kenton about that plastic cup. Tell him about alternatives they can use in the bowl.
I'm sure he can find out himself.
No, but I'd like to talk to him about it before we confirm the wedding reception.
What have Kenton's cups got to do with our wedding?
Well, I've decided we're going plastic free.
Oh.
This is important to me, Harrison. I want to set an example. Walk the walk.
Aren't there more important things we should be worrying about? Like your dress?
Yeah, soon.
Oh, you're driving me mad.
But you know I love you, don't you?
I think so.
I mean, even though you've been humiliated by a teenager, you still got me.
Oh, great.
Are we supposed to fold these tables?
No, leave them there. Eddie said he'd put them away. There's no more washing up, so I think we're pretty much finished. Lexi's gone, so please do feel free to head home.
Well, I'm not leaving you in the lurch, Shula. Oh, hello, Alistair. I'm afraid we've finished serving.
Oh, I don't want any refreshments, thank you very much. I was wondering if you needed a lift home, Shula.
Oh, I'm sure she's perfectly capable of making her own way.
Susan, stop it.
I'm trying to be supportive.
I don't need your support. You've been needling me all day.
I have not.
Not gossiping, are we, Susan?
Village gossip is nothing to do with me.
I find that hard to believe.
Oh. There's no need to use that tone.
Look, Susan, Shula and I were together for a long time. Now we're not. And that is nobody's business but our own.
Precisely. And a lift home would be very nice, Alistair. Thanks. Goodbye, Susan.
Oh, I was only trying to be supportive.
Goodbye, Susan.
They are so sweet. He can't get enough, can he?
Yeah, he's growing really fast.
You can see why. He's hardly touching the sides. I'll have to get some more in a minute.
Come on, easy there, boy.
He's so muscly, isn't he? Like one of those American footballers.
Well, that's Texels for you. Yeah, that blocky rectangular shape's perfect. I reckon this one's set to be a champion. Yeah, maybe that's what we should call him.
It's a bit obvious, isn't it, Ed? Besides, you're probably going jinx him. Mm. And, I think Poppy might have already named him.
Hey. Hi there.
Oh, hi, Helen.
I've dropped Poppy off. Just wanted to let you know that she's run inside to get her wellies. Jo's with her.
How's she been?
Oh, she was an absolute delight. She made Jack a beautiful daisy chain. He's still wearing it round his neck. I'm sure she'll be out in a minute. She wants to feed the ram.
Oh, she's obsessed with the ram.
Oh, I know. She told me in the car she'd have to come straight out because he'd be missing her.
Oh, it's really kind of you to drop her back.
Oh, any time. She and Jack get on so well. Henry, he's still learning that sharing is a virtue.
Oh, I thought I heard voices. Everything all right?
Yeah, fine. Poppy's home.
Oh, thanks ever so much, Helen.
Pleasure. Right, I better be off. If Will needs any help this week, do you tell him to give me a shout? Yeah? I know how much you're all juggling.
Will do.
See you soon, Helen.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
So, did you say Poppy's named the ram?
Yes.
Oh, honestly.
What is it?
Mum. I wish she'd stop texting. She's been bombarding me with messages all day about how Shula and Alistair offended her at the single wicket yesterday.
Yeah, Susan told me the whole saga this morning. I'm sure they didn't mean to upset her. I've been trying to encourage her to let it go.
Letting go is not exactly one of Mum's strengths.
Oh.
So, what's Poppy named the ram, then?
Look, you might not like it.
Well, just tell me. Mum?
She's called him Peppa Pig.
What?
Hi, Hannah.
How are you?
Good. Lovely to see you.
How are the boys?
Oh, fine. It's half term, so Henry is at home. He's
full of energy. Is the job going well?
Oh, I'm loving it. Oh. Couldn't have asked for a more generous boss than Neil. I feel like we make a really good team.
Yeah, I bet. And how's life with your new housemates?
Well, Johnny's a real laugh, and Tom's, well, Tom. I didn't realise how tidy he was.
Yeah, he does like things in a certain order.
That's brilliant. I wasn't sure how I'd cope with living with two blokes, but I'm the one who keeps leaving packets of crisps and half cups of coffee around the place. Tom must think I'm a right dirty slob.
I'm sure he thinks nothing of the kind.
And how are you?
All right, thanks.
It's nice to see you smiling. We haven't had a chance to catch up, not properly. I know you've been through a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry for bringing it up.
No, it happened. I can't pretend it didn't.
I can't imagine you being with someone like... Well, with someone who treated you so badly.
A few years ago, I couldn't have imagined it myself, but it's over now.
The best is yet to come, as they say.
Oh, let's hope so. Anyway, I'm not the only one around here who's had stuff to deal with. I know you've heard about Tom and Kirsty.
Yeah, the wedding. Mm. What a mess. And they must still be gutted about their baby.
Oh, it was an awful time for both of them. You know, I think he's still hurting somewhere inside.
He's bound to be.
Well, it's great that you've moved in. At least he's got a friend close by. Ooh, look at the time. I should get back.
Right, I better buy something to spread on my toast.
Why don't you have dinner with us tonight? Tom often stays late on a Monday. Mum and Dad are at the theatre and the kids will be in bed in an hour or so. So it'll just be the three of us.
You sure?
Yeah, be lovely.
Sounds like an offer I can't refuse.
Well, don't expect a three-course extravaganza. I'm only going to knock up a bowl of pasta and some veg.
Hey, that's fine dining for the likes of me.
Right, let's go. You have to excuse the state of the car.
Well, I can peel the potatoes, Mum.
No, I've done them now.
Oh, let me do something.
No. Don't want you messing around my kitchen, getting in the way.
I could easily pick something up from the shop.
You can't be eating beans on toast, not after you've done a full day's work. Yeah. Put these plates out for me, please.
Okay.
I'll do the mashing a bit. The chicken's almost done, so everything should be on the table in 20 minutes.
Magic. Do you want me to get the knives and forks?
I'm doing it. You sit down. Oh,
thanks.
There's plenty of food. So you're to take some leftovers home with you.
Oh, you look after me good and proper.
What do you expect?
Well, everyone's been fantastic these past few weeks. I know I moaned about it, but I don't know where I'd be if Susan hadn't got that rota going.
She can rub people up the wrong way, but she's big-hearted, is our Susan.
Certainly came in handy last night. I got a work call just after 11. They needed me on the estate.
Oh, why didn't you ring us?
Well, I didn't want to bother you and Dad.
What was the emergency?
Well, there were a couple of stray dogs bothering the birds.
Oh.
I got them out all right. And I checked the fences. I'm still not sure how they got in.
So who come round?
Well, Roy was on the rota. I sent him a text and he was at the front door in less than 10 minutes.
Oh.
Poppy was fast asleep, but at least I knew he was there in case something happened.
No matter how bad things get, you're never on your own. Not in this village.
Well, you can say that again. House feels weird with just me and Poppy.
Well, you're bound to miss Mia. But she and Jake will have the time of their lives in Disneyland.
I know they will.
I can't wait to hear all about it.
Poppy wanted to go so badly. Even started packing her case.
Oh, bless her. You'll have to take her when she's older. Be a dream come true.
How am I supposed to do it, Mum?
Do what?
Keep up with Andrew.
He's only taking them on holiday, William.
Well, I'm taking them out when they come back. To that new superheroes film. Mia's desperate to see it. And I said we'd have a pizza afterwards.
I told you before. You don't have to impress anybody.
I want them to know they've been missed. Jake said he'll come and stay for a couple of days.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the three of them should be together as much as possible. Don't think Andrew understands.
I'm sure he wants what's best for him, same as you do.
Oh, Poppy misses them both so much, Mum. I don't want her to feel like an only child.
Well, she won't.
But it's getting that way, Mum. That's the problem.
Oh, that was the best meal I've had in ages, Helen.
There's more.
Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Tom?
Oh, no way, I'm stuffed.
Well, there's Bridge Farm ice cream for pudding, if you fancy it.
I won't say no to that. In a few minutes, though.
Yeah, sure.
You must both be gearing up to Open Farm Sunday.
Yeah, we've got some great ideas this year. People can have a look around the farm, and I'm going to do a talk about the kefir. And Brookfield are joining us too.
I'm supervising cheese tastings as usual.
And Pip's in charge of the cattle. You'll have to come down.
I'd love to. Where's Johnny tonight?
He's going out with some of the pickers at Home Farm. They're having drinks at the Bull.
I heard that Adam's trying to recruit locals to help with strawberry picking. Wasn't there a meeting at Home Farm yesterday?
Yeah, Johnny went along. Said he might do a few shifts here and there.
I suppose it's a bit of extra cash.
Yeah, and a chance to meet some new people. I think he was rather taken with some of the girls he saw at the Polytechnic.
Oh, it'd be a change to meet someone in real life rather than on the internet.
Are you on any of those dating websites?
I've tried a fair few. How about you, Tom?
No, not really my style.
Oh, I've met an army of strange strangers. I didn't even realise there were that many weird men out there. One guy kept showing me photos of his wife and kids on holiday.
What?
Yeah. And there was another one who kept talking in different accents because he said he wanted to keep things fresh.
Well, if it's someone you know that you're looking for, I seem to remember Jazza holding a candle for you.
He's certainly excited that you're back.
He keeps suggesting we go out for a curry. Oh, he's so nice, but...
Not going to happen.
Jazza's made of strong stuff, but you'll have to let him down gently. He's been waiting years for you to show your face.
He hasn't, has he?
Oh, he's been pining for you.
Oh, shut up.
Well, you know, in between feeding the pigs and chasing every other female who's breathing within a 5-mile radius.
You are cheeky, Tom Archer.
Right, come on.
Where are we going?
Oh, you said you wanted to see how we make the kefir.
Yeah, but I don't want to leave Helen on her own.
No, you two go ahead. I'll check on the boys and get some pudding out.
Well, let's go.
Okay.
Come on, darling, let's just strap you in.
You all right, mate?
Yeah, just getting little Miss Sleepy into the car.
Oh, she looks how I feel.
Well, you had a busy day?
Yeah, I'll say. I've been top-dressing grassland most of the day. So, how are you?
Yeah, not bad. Oh.
Everything all right?
Yeah, it's a picture from Mia. Her and Jake and Andrew on a roller coaster.
Oh, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Peril, eh? Oh, I'm glad they're having a nice time.
Yeah.
Hey, Will, you forgot the food your mum packed for you.
Oh, thanks. You know what? I've gone and left Poppy's rabbit inside.
Oh, I'll go and get it.
No, I think I know where it is. Can you keep an eye on her?
Yeah, of course. You go on in. We'll both be here, won't we, Ed?
Yeah.
Oh, cheers. Oh, here.
What is it?
Poppy made it. It's your ram.
Oh, that is lovely. I love the cotton wool.
Oh, I'll be back in a sec.
She loves that ram, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. We can't go calling it Peppa Pig. I mean, it's a boy for a start. And a ram.
Her little heart is set on it, Ed. Are you going to be the one to tell her?
It's not that different from making yoghurt.
Yeah, but the kefir has even more health benefits. The market's booming. We want to expand, but we're planning to do it slowly.
You've changed, Tom.
Have I?
Yeah. You're much more mature. Thoughtful.
I hope so. I've always wanted Bridge Farm to be a force to be reckoned with, and I've come to realise that that's not an overnight job.
Seems like you're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I guess we've all grown up since you were last here.
I'm not sure I have, but I am pleased to be back. Being in Ambridge, it feels like home.
Well, that's nice to hear.
I suppose we'd better go back to the house. Helen's ice cream's probably melting.
Well, maybe before we head home, we can pop into the Bull and have a drink. See Johnny and the crowd from Home Farm. Don't know, do you fancy it?
Sounds brilliant.
I'm starving him.
He'll be out in a minute. It's reassuring for him to know that we're keeping an eye on her.
Well, if you ask me, he's doing a lot better than he was a few weeks ago.
I don't know.
Got it. If he's in by her side in the morning, there'll be hell to pay.
Kira's the same with that penguin, isn't she, Ed?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, I'll be off. Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Bye.
See? He's getting on all right, given the circumstances.
You say that, but the only thing he can talk about is the kids. If Andrew does go for custody...
Well, he's not, though, is he?
Yeah, but if he decides to, I honestly don't know how Will's going to cope. If he loses them kids, it will destroy him.
It is nice to wake up together again, isn't it?
Absolutely. We're both back where we belong.
And it's nice to finally feel more relaxed. Mm.
We both know we've had our ups and downs, but 42 years is no mean feat.
You and I are survivors, Brian. Ah, these days people give up far too easily. I only hope the children value marriage as much as we do.
They'll make their own mistakes just as we made ours.
Let's not be too downbeat on our anniversary, darling. Especially after the fun we had last night.
Oh, yes.
No, I was talking about the concert, Brian.
It was excellent. And nice to have an evening out.
Oh, I've got you a little something. Mm. Mm-hmm. There we are. Go on, open it.
I say.
Hope you like them.
Oh, Jenny, they're stunning.
Well, take a closer look.
B.A.
Personalised cufflinks are all the rage, apparently.
Well, I can see why. Well, as ever, Mrs. Aldridge, your taste is impeccable. Thank you.
Very welcome. Oh, right, well, I suppose I'd better get breakfast going and, what do you fancy for dinner? I'll have a rummage through the freezer.
No, you will not. I'm taking you out.
Oh, really?
I booked a table at a very special restaurant. Only the best for you today, darling.
I've been looking for you everywhere. Oh. What are you doing?
Well, I thought I'd hoe off these weeds, make room for the summer bedding.
Oh, I told you to put your feet up.
It needs doing, Robert. And I'd much rather keep myself busy, birthday or no birthday.
Well, we're going out later. There's a special offer on at La Femme du Monde. I thought we might as well take advantage.
Oh, well, it's very thoughtful of you, but I'm quite happy to stay at home.
What is it, Lindy?
Nothing.
You're not yourself at all. You seem low.
I'm finding the house rather quiet. I think it's just... Well, I just miss having a dog around the place.
I thought you were delighted to see the back of some of them.
Well, yes, Lady in particular was somewhat difficult.
She kept doing her business on your scatter cushions.
I know.
Not to mention the fact she destroyed my copy of the Silmarillion and your Canterbury Tales.
Yes, Lady was a nightmare, but her soul was at least another heartbeat, Robert, breathing life into Ambridge Hall.
Oh, Lindy.
Perhaps it's just too soon to replace Scruff. And that's why I haven't bonded completely with any of the breeds we'd borrowed.
Or we haven't found the right dog yet.
Possibly.
I think it's worth another try. How about you and I go to the dog shelter this morning?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on. It'll do you the world of good to get out of the house.
Oh, okay. You've twisted my arm.
That's my girl.
No, I want a cut and blow dry, please. Fabrice will know what to do. Right, thank you. Bye.
All sorted?
Oh, yes. I spoke to a new girl. She sounds rather mystified by the booking system.
You look perfectly fine as you are.
Well, this isn't about how I look. It's about how I feel.
Hello, you two.
Oh, it's lovely to see you, Alice. But shouldn't you be at work?
I'm finishing off a report from home this morning. I was in the office until past midnight.
Surely there are laws against that sort of thing. I mean, the way Price Bowman treat you, it's virtually exploitation.
Well, that's a bit strong.
Anyway, I wanted to come and wish you both a happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I got you this.
Oh, thank you. You shouldn't have. Oh, look, Brian. Oh, look, isn't that sweet?
That's very nice.
You are looking rather drained, Alice.
Oh, thanks.
I wish you could achieve some sort of work-life balance.
I am trying.
Well, I better get to the hairdresser's. I'm sorry to rush off.
You could go for a radical new image, Mum. Get hair extensions or a blue streak.
There's no need for silliness, Alice. I just want to look my best. Your father's taking me somewhere very special later on.
We'll have a great time.
Oh, we will. I'll see you this afternoon then, Brian.
Okay.
Bye, Alice.
Bye.
So, how are things at Price Bowman?
Don't ask.
Sounds like you're going through a rough patch.
It'll pass.
I told Adam I'd have a look at the strawberries, see how the pickers are getting on. Do you fancy a walk?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Oh, for goodness sake.
What's happened?
The restaurant have cancelled our booking for tonight. They're closing for a private party.
Oh, dear. And Mum's getting her hair done.
What am I going to do?
Madeline seems like a lovely lady.
I know. I just can't bear the thought that some of them have been mistreated.
Not all of them have suffered, Lindy. Some people just can't cope with an animal. At least here they've got a chance. Oh, that cockapoo would be a fine pet. See? Right up your street.
No, I don't think so.
How about this beagle? I can see you walking around the village green with a beagle.
Oh, Robert, look at this one. What a beauty.
I noticed him when we walked in. He's been whining for ages.
I know, but he just stopped as soon as he saw me.
It's a Doberman, isn't it? It's not your sort of dog at all.
I suppose it's a question of spirit.
He's got bags of that. Doesn't seem to have a name.
Oh, Robert, he's offering me his paw. How sweet.
Certainly taking a bit of a shine to you.
And the way he's gazing deep into my eyes. It's almost as if our souls are connecting. Robert, did you see that?
What?
The way he's tilting his head. It's exactly what Scruff used to do.
Are you sure?
I know that look. He wants me to take him out. Oh, come on. Come on, let's ask Madeline if we can walk him in the field.
How does this website work exactly?
So you input your information and it shows you the best dining options.
Oh.
And then you just press search, you see? Be quicker than trawling around the internet.
Okay.
Well, the pickers look pretty busy.
Yeah, we could definitely do with some more manpower.
Well, don't look at me.
No, you've made your feelings on picking very clear.
I refuse to think about any sort of work today.
Is Price Bowman getting to you that much?
It's the hours, not the job. I feel like I'm living to work.
I mean, you know you'd be very welcome to join us here. You could manage your own hours. You've got a few hurdles to climb because of this business with the contamination, but once that's behind us, I'm sure we can find you a role.
It's tempting.
Just say the word.
Ah! This might be an option for you and Mum. La Femme du Monde.
Oh, she likes it there.
Oh, apparently they're doing a deal. 2 for 1 on main courses.
Where do I sign?
He's after that ball like a rocket.
What a warrior he is. Elegant, steadfast. Look, he's straight back to me, just as if he's known me all his life.
You've definitely formed some sort of bond. Hello, boy.
He's the sweetest thing.
Appearances certainly can be deceptive.
I thought this day might never come, you know. But I do feel like I'm ready.
Oh, Lindy.
I just imagine Ambridge Hall will feel like a home again.
Well, we don't have to rush into anything. Why don't you sleep on it?
No, 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 no need. There's no question in my mind. This is the dog for me.
You'll have to give him a name.
Oh, I've already thought of that.
Really?
Yes. We've rescued an orphan, just as Marilla and Matthew Cuthbert did with Anne of Green Gables.
You're not going to call him Anne?
No. He'll be named after the author of that fine novel, Montgomery. Monty for short.
I'm going for the crab pecoris to start, and then the bang bang chicken.
Oh, I fancy oysters and a steak.
You are ridiculously predictable, darling.
Well, we've had our fair share of unpredictability at Home Farm recently.
I think everyone in the family is feeling a sense of relief now we've made the decision to sell the new land.
Once the money's in the bank, we can pay off the overdraft and things will soon settle down.
And hopefully Adam will get some headspace to consider the surrogacy again.
Now Kate's in the States, we can enjoy a few days' peace and quiet.
Good evening.
Oh, Linda. Oh, this is a surprise.
Have you done something to your hair, Jennifer? It looks very Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, thank you. No, just a little trim.
No Robert tonight?
He's parking the car. We're having a modest celebration for my birthday.
Oh, of course. Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
It's our anniversary today as well.
I know. How could I forget? Congratulations.
I see we're not the only ones taking advantage of the special offer.
Oh, a special offer?
Two main courses for the price of one? Amazing value.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we'd better go and see if our table's ready. Enjoy.
You too.
See you later.
Another G&T, Jenny.
He's so photogenic. You see in this one, he's looking straight at the camera.
Quite the canine movie star.
Oh, I can't wait to pick him up tomorrow. I'm so glad you persuaded me to go to the dog shelter.
It'll probably take him a little while to settle in. Try and manage your expectations, Lindy.
Oh, Montgomery and I were meant for each other. I can't explain it, but I feel it so strongly.
Happy birthday, my love.
Oh, thank you, Robert. Finally, life at Ambridge Hall shall be complete once more.
Jenny, please, can I come clean?
Oh, Brian, it's fine.
Look, we were supposed to go to that new place in Borchester, the one with a couple of stars, but they messed up the booking, so I had to find somewhere last minute. And it had nothing to do with a special offer. I just thought you liked it here.
Brian, honestly, it really doesn't matter.
I so wanted to give you a fabulous evening.
You are doing. I'm having a lovely time. But I appreciate you telling me the truth.
Okay.
I've been feeling very lucky today. And, well, after everything that's happened, we're privileged to be here at all.
I'll second that.
And I was thinking earlier, maybe we ought to share our luck. And I was talking to David recently about Ruth's 50th and... You know, I wonder if perhaps we should host it at Home Farm.
What's wrong with Brookfield?
Well, our house is far more geared up to entertaining than theirs is. Besides, Ruth was incredibly conscientious as Rora's attorney and she behaved impeccably.
Well, that's true.
And we could at least offer...
Well, if it makes you happy, I'm happy.
A party is exactly what we all need. A way to show the world that the Aldridges are back in business.
I like the sound of that. One thing this past couple of months has taught me is that you and I are stronger when we're together.
Oh, yes, we are. Absolutely invincible.
To us, darling.
Us.
These sausages are nearly ready. Where is everyone?
George and Kira are playing that racing game. And Poppy's watching the telly. Did I mention... She's worked out how to record her favourite programmes.
She's a clever one.
Yes.
How does Poppy seem to you?
Fine.
Only she was asking about Nick earlier.
Oh, well, that's bound to happen.
Poor little thing's really missing her.
She's not the only one. Eddie was saying him and Joe have left the tumble tussock grafts too long so they can't use them again.
Are you joking?
They're useless now, apparently. Joe's ever so disappointed. Nick was the one who encouraged him with the cider. And now Joe feels like he's let her down.
Oh, Nick wouldn't have minded.
Sometimes I can't believe she's never coming back.
I know.
Oh.
Who's that?
William's been delayed at work. Jake and me are due back from the airport in an hour or so he's asking if someone can go and let him in.
Yeah, I'll do it. Let's get the kids fed and then I'll drive Poppy back.
Thanks, Emma. He's supposed to be taking him out to see some film.
It might be too late by the time he comes back.
Well, I did try to tell him. Jake and me will probably be exhausted after the journey. But he wouldn't listen.
Afternoon, David.
Jennifer, this is a surprise. Everything all right?
Oh, yes. In fact, I'm the bearer of glad tidings.
Oh, you ought to pop over more often.
Oh, well, Brian and I have come to a decision.
Right.
It was our anniversary yesterday. Can you believe it? I became Mrs. Brian Aldridge 42 years ago.
Wow, that is a long time.
Anyway, we were reflecting on how lucky we've been, obviously. Everyone has their ups and downs.
Yeah, sure.
And we came to the conclusion that one's good fortune is meaningless unless it's shared. So we're making you an offer.
Ooh, I'm all ears.
We would like to host Ruth's birthday party at Home Farm.
What? Are you serious?
Well, most certainly.
Won't it be a hassle?
No, not at all. I'm an old hand at organising functions.
Oh, well, if you really are ready and willing, then I'm delighted. Takes a huge weight off my shoulders.
Splendid. You tell me what to do and I shall do it.
Right.
Is Ruth around?
She's looking at cows at the moment.
Oh.
I'll mention it as soon as she comes back. I'm sure she'll be very grateful.
Well, seeing as she's out of the way, you and I might as well make a start.
On what?
The plans, of course.
Oh.
You need to take me through what you've already done.
Oh, and yeah, of course.
I don't have very much time, but I can spare 30 minutes or so. Well, shall we go inside? I brought my laptop.
Oh, I was going to cut the grass.
Oh, the grass can wait for half an hour, David. This is your wife's half century. You need to get your priorities in order.
OK.
Come along.
I thought you were taking her back to Will's.
Oh, let her play for a minute. She's missing her mum.
Yeah, I know she is.
Oh, look at her feeding Peppa Pig. She is so sweet with him.
He's not a toy, Emma. She's going to have to stop calling him that name.
It suits him.
It does not. I told you, he's a potential champion. I can't take him around the county with a name like that, can I? I'll be a laughing stock.
Emma! Is everything all right, Chloe?
Yeah. I managed to pack some dinner for William and the children before Joe and Eddie got their hands on it. And here's Poppy's bag.
Oh, thanks.
Tell William I've kept a few of her toys. That princess laptop and the furry hedgehog. Just so you don't have to keep ferrying stuff back and forth.
Yeah, we'll do. Hey, Poppy! Oh, no.
What's she done?
Ram's knocked her over. I told her to be careful.
Oh, is she all right?
Oh, she's laughing. By the look of it, she's fine.
Oh, what a mess she is, bless her. I'll have to stick that dress straight in the washing machine. I'll grab some clean clothes and a quick bath, wouldn't it?
What time are Jake and Mia due back?
In about half an hour.
Best get a move on then.
I always think a whole dressed salmon makes a terrific centrepiece, and slices of cucumber add a, well, a traditional Dutch.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, who doesn't like salmon?
So, do any of the guests have dietary requirements?
Like what?
Well, is anyone allergic to dairy or perhaps gluten intolerant?
Ooh, well,
because Jill will need to know as well if she's making the cake. Right. Otherwise, we might well need an alternative.
Oh.
So, and does Ruth know any vegans?
I think so, but I can't say for definite.
You haven't done this before, have you, David?
Well, no, but, you know, we didn't really want anything too complicated.
It doesn't have to be complicated, as long as things are organised. Hence this conversation.
Right.
I can see we shall have to start from scratch. Pass me your guest list.
Uh-huh. OK, that's people from around here.
Mm-hmm.
That's family. And these are Ruth's old friends from college.
Right. I can't even read half of these.
Oh, do you want me to write them out again?
I prefer all details on email so I can keep track properly.
Uh-huh.
With contact details so I can chase them up the week before.
Right.
Might you want a live band or were you thinking of a disc jockey?
Oh, a DJ will be fine.
Well, in that case, can you provide me with a comprehensive list of her favourite songs?
I'll ask Ben. He's revising at the moment.
Well, did you have a theme in mind?
Birthday party? 50th birthday party?
Oh, come on, something more specific, please.
No.
Colour scheme?
Not really.
Well, what are her favourite colours?
Oh, she likes all of them, I think.
David, if I'm to tailor this event to Ruth's wants and needs, some information on what they might be would be extremely useful.
I understand.
Right, then. Balloons. Individual or clustered?
Oh.
Hiya, Will.
Oh, thanks for coming, Emma.
No, no problem. Kids have had dinner and I'm just clearing the plates.
Oh, you don't have to.
It's fine.
Where are they?
They're upstairs. Jake's FaceTiming his mates, and Mia's helping Poppy into her new princess dress.
Yeah, Mia mentioned she'd bought her one. Best go and welcome them home.
Hey, wait a sec. Why don't you sit down? You must be shattered.
Well, I'm late, though. I don't want them thinking I don't care.
It's fine, Will, honestly.
OK, then. Just for a minute.
Her day.
Yeah, you could say that. Annabelle from the BL board phoned up this morning, asking if I could get some information about the profitability of the shoot. I've been digging up figures. Took much longer than I thought. Are the kids really disappointed?
What about?
I'm missing the film. I text Jake and Mia to apologise.
They haven't mentioned it. I think they're just glad to be home.
Hmm. Well, how's Poppy been?
Oh, she's had a fine old time. She's completely devoted to Ed's Ram Lamb. You know, the one he thinks is going to be a winner.
Right.
Anyway, she was playing with him earlier and he knocked her over and she was laughing her head off.
Well, he knocked her over?
Yeah. She looked like she'd been in a mud bath.
Are you joking?
No, they're a real pair.
But he was supposed to be looking after her.
Well, we were. Look, it's nothing to worry about. She's fine.
What if she'd fallen badly? Broken her arm or leg or something?
She just had a little fall, Will. She thought it was funny.
The courts won't think it's funny.
Courts?
If Andrew goes for custody...
Poppy has nothing to do with Andrew.
Yeah, but it could affect my chances with Jake and Mia. What if he makes out I'm irresponsible?
You weren't even there.
That makes it worse. I want people to trust that I can take care of the kids.
They do. Anyone can see. You're a brilliant dad.
I'd better go and check on them.
Will.
Cocktails on arrival or a glass of champagne?
What's best?
What would Ruth prefer?
Well, she likes champagne, but she quite enjoys a mojito. I'm not being very helpful, am I?
Frankly, no. The point is, I can't plan a party if I don't have the basic information.
Oh, I do appreciate what you're saying. Look, why don't I have a think and get back to you? I'm sorry to rush you, Jennifer, but I've got to move some heifers, and you did say you only had half an hour.
Oh, very well. I'll email you a set of questions to answer. And if you find yourself struggling, I suggest you ask the children or your mother.
Got it. Well, thanks so much for coming round.
Have you even decided on a present yet?
No, but I will. And I know Mum's got us something, although she's not telling anyone what it is.
I'd get cracking if I were you.
Sure.
Organising a celebration like this is a serious affair.
Yes, I promise you, Jennifer. I'm quite aware of that.
I've loaded the dishwasher.
I could have done it.
Don't be silly. I'm happy to. I'll make a move now, if that's okay.
Feel free to go whenever.
Are you all right, Will?
I don't know.
What's up?
Poppy told Mia about this business with the lamb. She said he was climbing all over her.
It weren't really like that.
Mia's annoyed with me.
Why?
She thinks I should have been keeping an eye on Poppy.
Mia's got the wrong end of the stick. Nothing bad happened. I'll talk to her.
No, don't say anything. And she's been telling Poppy all about Disneyland. Now Poppy keeps asking when she can go on the Buzz Lightyear ride.
I see.
Apparently, Mia, Jake and Andrew are playing games on the plane. Sounds like the perfect family. She said he's planning to take them to the States next year.
Well, he is their dad. It's positive they've got a good relationship.
I can't compete with him, Emma.
You don't have to, Will. Come on, you know what it's like. What you have with George is different to what Ed has with him, but he loves you both.
This is different. Andrew wants them for himself, I can feel it.
Has he said that?
Well, he doesn't need to. What if he applies for full custody and wins? What's to stop him and Ellie moving abroad and taking the kids with them?
They both work here. Why would they move?
When I met Nick, she had the kids. Don't you see? They're part of her. Part of who she was when we first got together. I have to have them near me.
They are near you and they love you.
Since they've been away, Poppy's not been herself. The house is so quiet when it's just me and her. It's too quiet.
Oh, well, I do feel for you.
I'm trying to be practical here, Emma. The authorities must realise that the older two ought to be with their biological sister.
Why are you talking about the authorities? They're not involved. You're tired, Will, and you're beginning to sound paranoid.
No, you don't understand. You can't.
I don't claim to understand what you're feeling, but I can see this is turning into an obsession. And if it carries on, Well, things might end up worse.
How could things get any worse?
You're grieving and trying to cope with that as well as the children is a big pressure.
I can handle it. But maybe I need to prove that I am a better father than Andrew.
What?
I'm going to try and get custody of Jake and Mia.
If you ask me, it's madness.
It's the future.
Makes total sense. I'm with Fallon.
You have to admit, plastic's a useful material.
Finish your breakfast.
Oh, I'm stuck.
Plastic's made us lazy and the waste's clogging up the planet.
Well, I agree. We should use less.
No, we shouldn't use it at all.
But my point is, if you eliminate plastic from here...
Which I am doing. Not even a bin bag, Kirsty.
Oh, very good.
Your costs will go up. Not to mention how expensive the wedding's going to be.
Oh, you're having a plastic-free wedding?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, we'll see.
Here's your tea, Kirsty.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I'll have this at that table. I can catch it with my emails and mess about on my phone. Bliss. Hi, Christine.
Hello there. Shouldn't you be at work, Harrison?
I'm on a late shift.
He comes in to irritate me.
I'm getting prepared for married life.
Are you well, Christine?
Oh, yes, extremely well, thank you. Oh. I'm meeting Jim and then we're driving into Felpersham. Apparently he has a secret treat in store.
Ooh, look at you.
How are you getting on in the cottage?
Oh. Great. Yeah. Oh, you'll have to come and visit. See what you think of the place. Pop round on Saturday, if you like.
Well, I certainly will.
So what can I get you?
Oh, I'll order something when Jim arrives. By the way, I've been meaning to ask you something. It's about your wedding.
Hey, don't bring a single-use water bottle.
Sorry, I don't follow.
Ignore him.
Well, the thing is, I got lots of time on my hands and I was wondering if I could help in some way, perhaps with the flowers.
Sort of got that covered, haven't we, fellow love?
Yeah, there's a florist in Borchester who's very good.
Oh, I see. Well, it was only a thought. Well, you're like family to me. It would mean a lot if I could support you in some way.
Well, I suppose we could do with some extra help. What do you reckon, Harrison?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, the florist doesn't have to do the whole wedding.
In that case... Why don't I take care of the flowers on the tables? I'm sure I could come up with something really eye-catching.
It's very kind of you.
Yeah, thanks.
We'll have to discuss colour schemes.
OK.
Oh, this is going to be exciting.
Don't tell me that's Loverboy again.
His name's Ross.
He's already texted you about 50 times this morning.
And?
You're supposed to be revising. Like I'm doing.
He helps me revise.
Oh, come on.
Well, at least my study aide is a teacher.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Well, I'm getting help from a human being. I'm not using chemicals, like some people I could mention.
Come on, everyone takes the odd pill.
No, they really don't.
Well, they work. Oh, doesn't he have to mark some essays or draw his pension or something?
I'm not even going to lower myself to argue with you, Freddie.
If Mum sees that I'm revising harder than you, she's going to know something's up.
You promised you wouldn't say anything.
I'm not going to tell her. But look, this might sound a bit weird coming from me, but I don't want you to mess up your exams because of him.
Oh, Freddie, you are sweet. But honestly, you've got nothing to worry about.
Can I get some more hot water in here, please, Fallon?
Coming up.
Oh, I forgot.
What?
Susan just texted about this rotor for Will. Just making sure I could be around tonight in case he has a work emergency.
Right. There you go.
Oh, thanks. Good job she reminded me. Philip and I are supposed to be watching this stand-up show later. Oh, we can change it to tomorrow.
Emma's a bit worried about Will. She thinks he's struggling, you know, emotionally.
How could he not be, given the circumstances?
It's going to take a long time.
Oh, Philip says he's driving past, so he's going to stop and buy me a cake.
Ah, that is so cute. Sounds like you two are getting on all right.
Yeah, we're doing pretty well. He's so kind and he just listens. Oh. We have a lot of fun together.
Hiya.
Oh, hello.
Tom, what can I get you?
Helen's a bit low on change for the shop. Just thought we'd stock up in case we ran out. Fivers and pound coins if you have them.
Sure.
So, are you busy on the farm?
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that your new housemate?
Yes.
Here's your change.
Cheers, fella.
I'd better go and wait for Philip. Bye.
Hello, stranger.
Yeah? You left early this morning.
Yeah, I had paperwork to finish. All done, so I thought I'd treat myself to a brew and a bun and take an hour back.
Oh, mind if I join you? I'm sure Helen can hang on a few minutes for a change.
Please do.
Oh, let me get this.
At the Stoney.
Well, I've just got to take this toast over, so I'll come back for your order.
No problem.
Fallon, a gentleman's asking if you could move your car. He's trying to squeeze in next to it.
Oh, Right. Where's Harrison got to?
I think I saw him heading to the little boy's room. If you're nipping out, I can easily keep an eye on the counter.
Oh, thanks, Christine. You're a lifesaver.
My pleasure. Hello, dear.
Morning.
What can I get you?
Yep.
How are you getting on?
Oh, I'm trying to get my head around the origins and developments of the Cold War.
I just want to let you know I'm going out.
Not to see him.
I really need a break.
Oh, but you've hardly done any revision this morning.
Well, I'll pick it up later. Look, if Mum asks, can you tell her I've gone to do some work at Meredith?
Lily, you said you were going to put your exams first.
I am. Look, when Russ and I get together, we always talk about my subjects. He cares about my education.
Oh, yeah, right.
He does. Please, Freddie. I'll be back in a couple of hours.
Fine.
Oh, thanks. I owe you one.
You've hardly touched your tea.
I think she got my order slightly wrong. I asked for Earl Grey, but it tastes like chamomile.
Let me change it for you.
No, it's all right. I ought to get back.
Oh, I meant to say, the other night, it was good fun, you know, hanging out.
Oh, it was. Helen's a great host.
Yeah, she is.
And the bull was a laugh. God, Johnny's a wild one after a few drinks, isn't he?
Yeah. Anyway, I was thinking we'll have to do it again sometime.
Yeah, definitely.
How about we go for a meal this weekend? Maybe just the two of us. In Borchester or Birmingham, if you like.
Tom, if we do that, you know it'd only be as friends.
Right.
I'm not looking for a relationship. Not at the moment. And to be honest, I don't see you in that way. I'm sorry.
Got it. That's understood.
I better go. Neil will be wondering where I am.
Right.
Thanks for the bun.
See ya.
Tom, is this your pen? Philip found it on the floor.
Yeah. Must have fallen out my pocket. Thanks.
How are you getting on with your new housemate?
Not dating, if that's what you're asking.
I wasn't suggesting that. Look, it feels a bit odd that we haven't really spoken properly since Philip and I got together.
I've seen you with him loads of times.
Oh.
I'm really pleased for you.
But?
Nothing.
Tom, have you got something to say?
Well, all right. If you want me to be honest, I don't think he's right for you, Kirsty.
You don't?
It's obvious.
Have you even spoken to him?
I can just tell.
How, though? You don't know him.
He's just...
I know what you're going to say.
Kirsty.
His age, I wonder. The fact that he's mature, experienced.
What? How old is he?
That's absolutely none of your business.
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
You don't know the first thing about who or what is right for me.
Listen, you've got me wrong.
I came over because I didn't want it to be awkward between us. I'm clearly wasting my time.
Right, how are you getting on?
I'm enjoying myself very much.
Good. Fallon shouldn't be too much longer. Ooh, shall I put a teaspoon on this saucer?
Oh, good idea. Now, if you take this to that couple in the corner...
Christine, I think you might have put coffee in the teapot.
Did I?
Not to worry, I'll start again.
I don't know what that bloke was moaning about. You could have fitted an oil tanker in that space. Thanks so much for holding the fort.
Oh, it's been fun.
Harrison, you can't put gluten-free biscuits with the usual ones. They are labelled, if you look.
Oh, I haven't touched them.
Oh, that might have been me. Oh. I become rather overzealous when I get let loose with biscuits.
Don't we all? Right, I can manage now.
Right. Oh, dear. What a butterfinger.
Oh, I'll sort it.
You go and sit down, Christine.
Oh, I'm sure Jim said 10 o'clock, or was it 11?
Thanks for all your help.
Oh, bless her.
I think it was all a bit too much for her. Do you reckon she's all right?
Well, as long as she stays sitting down, yeah.
A couple of hours, you said?
We lost track of time. That's what happens when I'm with Russ. He took me to an art exhibition. It was so cool. The artists are working in a postmodernist way and they're exploring romance.
You should have been revising.
Look, for your information, Russ has just done you a massive favour.
He's leaving?
No. He's been in touch with the police.
Are you joking?
He's told them there are rumours that students are dealing drugs on campus.
No way.
So from now on, they'll be looking at CCTV and coming into college on a daily basis.
What if someone points the finger at me?
Well, that won't happen. Russ won't let it. He's promised me. But what it does mean is that Ellis will probably get caught.
Seriously?
And if he's out of the way, he can't threaten you anymore.
Right. Well, thanks a lot.
Russ is doing it, not me. See? Not all that bad, is he? Look, Freddie, you and me, we don't have anyone else to rely on. It's just us, so we have to look after each other.
Yeah, we do.
Right. Pass me my laptop.
What topic are you revising?
Not sure yet. I'll start that in a minute. Just want to have a browse first.
A browse for what?
Weekend breaks in Europe.
Oh, you're joking. Not
Freddie.
With him.
It's fine.
Won't Russ's wife get suspicious if he leaves the country for a weekend?
He'll say he's going on a conference. We've talked about it already. He's taking me away to celebrate the end of exams. Isn't that, like, the best idea?
Oh, Lily!
Bruges is supposed to be gorgeous.
There you go, my lady. Now you've got somewhere for all your knick-knacks.
It doesn't look very secure.
Secure? That shelf could handle every volume of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Stick some on it, go on.
Right, try this cookbook.
Right. See?
Mm. Oh!
Oh! Oh! I can't believe it.
Harrison! Oh. And we were doing so well.
Oh, fix it in a minute.
I don't care. You know, I love this place. I love that it's ours.
Hopefully she'll be pleased with what we've done with it. Well, not the shelf, obviously.
It was kind of her to offer to help with the flowers.
Is it really what you wanted?
No, but I don't mind. Christine's been good to us, and it obviously means a lot to her to help out at the wedding, so why not let her?
I know what you mean. She really got confused today, you know.
Being behind that counter is confusing. I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm not so sure. There's something about Christine that doesn't feel quite right.
Can you believe it? David really is hopeless with regards to Ruth's party.
I thought you were organising everything.
Ah, yes, I am, but I still expect full support from him. I sent a simple list of 20 questions and he's sort of answered them, but not in any great detail.
Well, he has got a farm to run, Jenny.
This is important, though, Brian, for Ruth and for us.
It'll be a roaring success, I'm sure. Now, I may return to my paper.
Parties don't just happen, Brian. They require preparation, attention to detail, care, focus. I get the picture. Yeah, I want Ruth's 50th to be special. For her, obviously.
Well, no doubt David does too.
Look, I'll send him the provisional menu that Fallon suggested. Well, I'm hoping she's going to take care of the catering. Brian, are you actually listening?
Yes, of course.
Well, the thing is, we need to confirm with Fallon as soon as possible. I mean, her catering operation's becoming very popular.
They do a delicious fruitcake in her tea room.
Oh, yes, I know. Mum told me they were so busy yesterday that Auntie Chris had to step in and lend a hand.
Christine? She must have been desperate.
Well, I hope that you and I are as sprightly as she is when we get to that age.
Well, I've got no intention of becoming a waiter in my 80s.
So funny, darling.
Right, I'd better make a move.
Where are you off to this morning?
I've set out to meet Adam, take a look at the wheat, see if the maize is ready for undersowing.
Oh, well, he sounded quite upbeat about the crops the other day.
Well, you never know, after everything that's gone on, we might be heading for a half-decent summer.
Oh, at last, some more information from David. Oh, thank goodness.
Excellent. Right, I'll see you later.
He's forgotten to include the attachment, though. Oh, typical.
Do try and have a relaxing day, darling.
Thanks, Joanne. Call me back when you get this, won't you? And obviously phone me if you've got any problems. And please apologise on my behalf and let everyone know normal service should be resumed on Monday. OK, thank you. Speak soon. Bye.
Sheila?
Oh, hi.
Since when have you become a couch potato?
I'm just resting.
Can't remember the last time you took a day off.
Actually, I'm not feeling too well.
What is it?
It started with a terrible headache last night, and not long after the nausea set in.
Oh, dear.
I fully intended to work today, but my body's aching and I feel incredibly lethargic.
Do you need to see the doctor?
Oh, no. It's probably a virus. I think I'm a bit run down.
Well, hardly surprising. It's been a stressful time.
Yeah, and not just for me.
Can I get you anything? Honey and lemon?
No, I'll be all right, thanks. I'll just lie here for a bit.
Well, I've got a couple of phone calls to make, but I'll come back and check on you in an hour or so.
No, Alistair, there's no need.
I want to.
Okay, then.
In the meantime, I'll find you a blanket. Oh, and you're probably going to need the remote control.
Thank you.
So, do you think the maize is established enough to put the ground cover crop in?
Yes, I don't think the Italian ryegrass will outcompete it.
You sure?
Well, the maize has got four good leaves now.
That's true.
If we leave it too long, it'll be difficult to get the seed drill through it.
Do you reckon growing ryegrass under it will reduce soil erosion and improve fertility?
Uh-huh. That's the idea. The soil between the rows shouldn't get washed away by the rain once the grass is there for protection. We'll soon find out if it works.
I still can't quite get used to the idea of seeing grass sprouting up amongst the maize without reaching for the sprayer.
I know what you mean. But I'm hopeful it'll make a big difference.
Well, it'd be nice to see a bumper crop anyway.
Oh, wouldn't it just? And the strawberries are looking promising. What are you thinking?
I'm just savouring this moment. Enjoying the fact that Home Farm's getting back on track, however slowly.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The question with the strawberries is, will we have enough manpower for the entire season?
Well, we can't know for certain, but if everyone shows up, gives the support they're promising, we ought to be able to get through.
Let's hope for the best, eh?
Yeah, we always knew it was going to be a difficult summer. At least now there's a chance we'll end up in profit.
Good point.
Who is it?
Your mother. No doubt calling to complain that David hasn't decided what balloons he wants for Ruth's party. Hello, Jenny. I'm still with Adam.
Brian, you better come back to the house straight away. Bring Adam with you.
Is everything all right?
I'm really not sure.
What's going on in there?
Well, some people from the Environment Agency have turned up, and they want access to your office.
Oh, I must have dozed off.
Good. You need to rest.
Oh, Alistair, you shouldn't have.
Don't get excited. It's only a bowl of soup and some toast. Do you think you can manage it?
I'll have a go in a minute. Shouldn't you be working?
I've told Anisha to take my next two appointments. One of the perks of having a partner.
Oh, it's very kind of you. I am grateful.
Normal human behaviour, isn't it? When someone's under the weather.
I probably don't deserve this. Not after everything I've put you through.
Probably not.
Oh, I can't just lie here. Would you grab me my laptop? I'll answer some emails or something.
You are not doing any work. You need to rest. I'm sure Joanne will manage, and if there's a problem, she'll phone.
Yes, I know, but...
No buts. For once in your life, will you do as you're told? I want to help, OK?
Message received, loud and clear. I'm glad we're able to talk to one another like this.
I wonder if we're still at number one in the gossip stakes after the single wicket on Sunday.
Oh, I'm sure we will be.
I must admit, I was half tempted to run away when you handed me the trophy.
Me too. I felt as if every pair of eyes in the village was on us.
Waiting for us to put a foot wrong.
And we didn't disappoint.
I thought you were going for the handshake.
Oh, I always kiss the winner. It would have been more awkward if I hadn't.
Well, still fairly embarrassing.
Well, we certainly gave the likes of Susan Carter plenty of fodder for gossip.
I saw her on the green the other day. The way she glared at me, you'd have thought I'd mugged her grandmother.
Since Sunday, I've been getting the same treatment.
Oh, thank goodness we can still laugh.
You can't cry your way through life.
Certainly not.
Well, I'm sorry, but I still don't understand.
Mrs. Aldridge, as I explained, it would really be a lot easier for all concerned
if we could... What the hell's going on?
Oh, Brian, thank goodness you're here.
Mr. Aldridge?
Get off my land immediately.
Brian, calm down.
The They want to come in and go through our records.
What for?
Who's in charge here?
I am, Mr. Aldrich. My name is Sandeep Johal and I'm from the Environment Agency. I'd really rather talk to you about this inside.
Well, tough.
I understand this is difficult, but there has been a development with the cleanup operation, and we really do need access to your paperwork. It is quite urgent.
Surely you need a warrant or something.
Exactly. A good mind to call my solicitor.
You are welcome to call anyone you wish. And yes, this gentleman is right. We do have statutory powers to enter premises and inspect documents, but we cannot force entry to your home without notice.
Good.
However, as I'm sure you'll appreciate, we would much rather do this now with your permission. I would really advise against waiting.
But what is this development?
I'm afraid the contamination has spread into the groundwater.
You're not serious.
I'm sure I don't need to remind you, Mr. Aldrich, that TCE and the other chemicals involved here are very pervasive and damaging when released into the environment.
No, you don't need to remind me. Oh, you'd better come in.
Thank you. Oh, Alistair, I don't need a pillow.
You do if you're sitting up and watching TV.
Oh, I was trying to find something enjoyable, but everything I came across just made me feel worse, so I had to turn it off.
Well, I dug up some DVDs, a couple of those old black and white movies we used to watch at Christmas.
All right.
So, are you in the mood for high melodrama with Joan Crawford or wisecracking comedy with James Stewart? Take your pick.
I'm sure I'll have time for both.
Well, enjoy. I've got to go and do a visit now, but I'll be back to cook dinner. How does grilled chicken with some steamed veg sound? Oh,
perfect. Alistair, I don't want to keep saying thank you.
Then don't.
But I am touched by how kind you're being.
You're still my wife, Shula, and I haven't suddenly turned into an ogre.
Of course you haven't. Do you remember a couple of Christmases ago? You were so tired, but you still came to the midnight service with me. And you got me my beautiful master's coat for Christmas, specially tailored.
That's right, from Pickerings of Felvisham.
I love my coat.
It really suits you.
Today, the way we've been, it's almost as if nothing's changed.
Everything's changed, Shula. But that doesn't mean we're suddenly different. Look, I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you.
Surely you don't need all of this. Some of it goes back decades.
I'm afraid we do. You can keep the originals, of course. We'll only take copies.
I should hope so. We do have a farm to run. Are you absolutely sure about this?
I'm afraid it's conclusive. We're sending more of our team down to Lowmead now.
To do what?
To take more samples.
But they did all that weeks ago.
Well, when we get an incident like this, our policy is to continue surveillance in case something else worrying manifests itself. So we've been monitoring the site and surrounding areas on a regular basis.
Which areas?
Seb and his team have been sampling water from small streams in the nearby ditches, springs wherever they rise, or anywhere there's a water source.
And you think the chemicals seep down through the soil into the groundwater?
The agency doesn't speculate. As I said, we've found the evidence.
Where exactly?
There's contamination in the spring just below the deer paddocks.
I don't believe this.
It's definitely there. The results came in this morning, which is why we have to investigate immediately.
I don't understand how your tests didn't pick it up at the time.
Because the chemical had to soak right down through the ground to get to the underground water. This type of pollution can emerge weeks, months, even years down the line. It's one of those unpredictable beasts.
So does this mean the clean-up operation will be bigger than you first thought?
I'm afraid so. It's difficult enough to remove chemicals like this from the soil and river, but it's even harder to get them out of the water that is deep underground.
Yes, yes, I see.
The groundwater source is going to have to be pumped out day and night until it's free of contamination. And the water we pump out will all need treating, of course.
I imagine this means you'll be here for a good few weeks, then.
Well, yes, but I'm afraid it's going to take much longer than a few weeks.
What?
Well, how much longer?
Well, given the extent of the problem we've already located, I suspect we're going to find even more.
I asked you, how long?
I reckon we'll be lucky if we're finished by Christmas.
But that's completely unfeasible.
How on earth are we expected to survive?
Thank you. This is the BBC.
In June 2017, the fire at Grenfell Tower in West London killed 71 people. Now a public inquiry is underway to establish what happened and what caused it. Alongside the inquiry, a new podcast reporting every day the inquiry sits, explaining the evidence and demystifying the jargon so we can all better understand what this important inquiry is doing. That's the Grenfell Tower Inquiry podcast with me, Eddie Mayer.